We need one because of the fact that our current facility is so outdated. We are using portions that were built in 1950, 1960. We're spending a lot of money to keep the facility open. Our current practices of indirect supervision of inmates incarcerated is outdated. There's a better model that's safer for the staff and safer for the inmates called the direct supervision. And this project started a year ago where we did go out and hired a architectural firm and a comprehensive analysis of the jail, not just construction, but also programs, mental health housing, medical housing. And over this year-long process, this independent group came back and looked at our current facility. And when you looked at the cost of trying to renovate the old facility to a direct supervision model and building something a little smaller, the cost were about $20 million apart, and the direction that the stakeholders believed would be best would be to build a new one.
And Sheriff, speaking of cost, you're talking about close to $400 million here. So where's the money come from? Would it be a tax increase, a millage increase? Could you pay for it with a bond issue?
Well, that's something that we're working with the finance department to try and figure out. At our meeting yesterday in front of the Board of Commissioners, I think it was pretty much set that this would probably have to go to the vote of the people, and the people would have to decide. So, you know, I know there was at least one article that says Sheriff Wickersham wants a new jail. Sheriff Wickersham doesn't want a new jail. Macomb County needs a new jail you know, for now and into the future to incarcerate inmates, keep the community safe.
Yeah, so I'm sure you are all keenly aware of what happened in Wayne County with that debacle in the jail project. So how do you learn from those mistakes and keep that from happening in Macomb County?
Well, you know, we're always going to be, and I always have been, we're up front, be transparent. You know, obviously, we've been in the news quite a bit over the past few years on certain issues that have happened in there. And obviously, as the sheriff and the leader of the organization, I have to make some decisions and try and make some changes. And to make some changes, there may be a cost to it. But in the end, you know, it's the right direction for the future. And we will do everything we can to make sure we're open, transparent, and get to the communities and let them know what we have and a lot of our deficiencies if they haven't already been reported. And you know, how we can better service the inmates, the staff that have to work in that facility for 25, 30 years, and making Macomb County a safe place.